from 4 till 7.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105.
Residents around Bourne Airfield are trying to stop construction of 3,500 houses plus a 1,500 home extension to Camborne. The group is called Stop Bad, and here from that is Giles Nelson, who's coming to 105. Hello, Giles.
Hello.
Thanks very much for popping in. It was a rather damp and wet and actually generally horrible afternoon, so thanks for braving the weather. Tell me a little bit about the history of all of this. How did you come together as a group, and I guess more importantly, why?
Well, we came together just a few weeks ago, actually, when we realised that the potential for development on Bourne Airfield had gone through, or the proposal had gone through to the local plan for South Cambridgeshire. And this proposal for 3,500 houses had surprised a lot of people. And although there have been applications before to build there, they'd been turned down. And quite frankly, many people thought any such proposal had really gone away. So it was with great surprise that a lot of people found out about this for the first time. And we wanted to get together and try and fight this, because we feel very strongly that it's the wrong thing.
And how did you manage to do that? Did you sort of, I don't know, put a notice on Facebook? Did you pin something up on the parish notice board? What was sort of managed to basically alert people to what was going on? Because not everybody spends their time flicking through planning applications.
No, of course. And this is part of the issue, because actually the publicity around this has been very poor. But what the communities there, and I'm talking about Bourne, Caldecott, Caxton and Camborne as well, are quite tightly knit. And it was a question of word and mouth, and like-minded people got together at a village meeting in Bourne, and we kicked off this campaign.
And when you say the publicity has been poor, are you saying that there hasn't been enough notification or being alerted to those planning applications? You know, the council, if they were here, they'd say, oh, they were on the website. You know, you can go and look at them there.
Of course. And yes, there has been information about, but it's pretty difficult to wade through. And when you're an ordinary member of the public, often people just don't have time. And as I say, there'd been an expectation that over the last few years, Bourne Airfield had been sometimes came up in this scenario as being developed, but all those plans had been shoved to one side. So people were very surprised, and I think that does show the fact that publicity around this, until really this last moment where we got involved, has been pretty poor.
It's quite interesting. We had in Cambridge, you're probably familiar with Wilton Terrace, which the publicity campaign, which eventually seems to have saved that row of houses, got underway, I think many people would say, quite late. But once the spark was there and the publicity came forward, then they were able to save their homes from the bulldozers. Right. So it's quite interesting, sort of, once these things and the people become alert and aware of what's going on, then, you know, like your own group, they can get together. I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about the history of the land, because it's a Second World War airfield, isn't it? What use is it now? What is there still planes around there, or what how's it used on a day-to-day basis?
Yes, you're quite right. It was a Second World War airfield. Lancasters flew from there, and more recently it is still used as an operational airfield, though for light aircraft recreationally. But I think an important point about this is that it's portrayed as a brownfield site, but actually it's mostly farmed. The area that we're talking about here, if you can imagine, is a rural area. Obviously, it's mostly farmland, and it's got two strips of tarmac for the airfield itself. So
And that designation as a brownfield site, is that because it's an airfield, so that, you know, the planners can tick a box and say, ah, airfield, brownfield?
Correct. When in reality, no common sense definition would say that this was a brownfield site. It's mostly farmland.
I guess the difficulty here, though, is we hear so often in the news about a shortage of housing stock, and homes do have to be built somewhere. And I think there was a couple of consultations, which South Cambridgeshire Council did over the last year or so, and they say as a result of that, the idea was that people would prefer that additional homes went into a new town or village rather than sort of spreading them across the edges of other villages.
Yes, and we would take issue with that because we think the questions asked were quite leading. But back to your previous point about the requirement for new housing, we don't contest that there's need for new housing in Cambridgeshire generally. Cambridge and the rest of the county have been very successful and are growing quickly. So new housing is required, affordable housing as well. The question is, where is best place to put that? And we don't think, not only have we got an issue with Bourne Airfield in particular, but we don't think the whole strategy around housing in South Cambridgeshire particularly has been very ill thought out.
Where have they got it wrong?
Well, they're putting the houses, or the proposals to put the houses, much of them where the jobs are not, and where the infrastructure is not appropriate. So if you look at, for example, where jobs are going to be, and we're talking about places generally south of Cambridgeshire around the biomedical campus, AstraZeneca have recently announced 2,000 new jobs. Those are all to the south of Cambridge. There are many other places. So around the A10, you've got the rail link, of course. You've got the M11. But the proposal for West Camborne and Bourne Airfield is to put those actually where the jobs are not. And in fact, Camborne, which has a business park, that business park has not succeeded. And it is likely, in fact, very shortly that some of that business park will be turned into housing because businesses are not locating there, they're locating elsewhere.
And then
in
you
the
have
district.
Like a double irony, really, I suppose, if you can have such a thing as a double irony. If you're building houses on a place which was previously a business park, which was put in and didn't get the business to go along with the houses that were built in the first place.
Correct. It is ironic. So we think that the district council has been very developer-led. Developers have just come up with ideas about where to put these houses and the council have gone along with it. There hasn't been any strategy as to thinking where are the jobs going to be, where is the infrastructure, train, road, motorway, where should those houses go? No, they've been put as extensions, really, of Camborne and Bourne Airfield, which are in the wrong place strategically for the district as a whole.
And in the case of Bourne Airfield, is it likely to be subject to a compulsory purchase order, or do the current owners of that land, would they be happy to let it go?
No, the current owners of the land would be happy to let it go. I mean, obviously, they stand, I'm sure, to make significant money out of this. And I think the other point here is that, you know, Bourne Airfield, if you think about the area around it, and I'm talking about the villages of Bourne, Caldecott, Caxton, and the new settlement of Camborne, there's been an awful lot of development in that area over the last 10 years. Actually, Bourne and Caldecott wards, so the villages plus the areas around them, have been the fastest growing wards in the district because of the Camborne development. And that has been absorbed. It's put a lot of pressure upon local services. And now, and this is what gets people upset, we're being asked to do that again. And this is going to lead to a total of 3,700 to 4,000 extra houses. It's going to create a ribbon of development along the 428. And we believe this is going to result in a new town by stealth. Mm.
How are you protesting in all this? I gather there was a minor protest yesterday, I think it was, alongside the South Cambridgeshire District Council Roadshow, which I think they're trying to put forward with connection to the local plan.
Yes, that was the South Cambridgeshire District Council finally did an exhibition in Bourne on Friday of last week, and we got along a lot of support to that, to ask questions, to challenge some of the assumptions, but also really to show people the strength of feeling locally. And so we're doing things like that, but also if you go around any of these villages, you'll see the posters up for the campaign. But also we're trying to mobilise people, and I appeal to anybody listening, please respond, either positively or negatively, please, to the campaign for Bourne Airfield. If you're in the local area, we have distributed a lot of information, a lot of what we think are compelling arguments as to why this is a bad plan. And we are holding surgeries, which if you go to our website, stopbad.org.uk, you can find out when they are on in your local area, and we can even assist you in helping.
So
how
far does the campaign stretch? Is it just the area around Bourne? I guess there'd be a lot of people who would be impacted on it generally.
Yes, there are. The immediate vicinity is Bourne, is Caldecott, Camborne and Caxton, but it goes out to villages such as Hardwick and Toft itself. If you think even about Toft, there's going to be extra traffic, and there's also flooding risk as well. Camborne created flooding risk with Bourne Brook, which created unprecedented floods along that strip, and there is a risk that that may happen again. So it's other villages in the vicinity that are going to have difficulties because of this.
Okay. Well, Giles, thank you very much for coming into Cambridge 105 tonight and telling us all about that. Keep in touch and let us know how the campaign goes over the next few weeks and months. Is there like a crunch point ahead for you, really, when the I guess it's when the this round of consultations closes this time?
Yeah, that's right, which is towards the middle of October. So anybody who wants to comment, you must do so by then. Okay, thank you for having me.
Thanks again.